Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
All right, we are live.
Hello, everyone.
We are on Instagram. There we go.
Oh, good to see everyone again.
Yes.
I know people have been on the edge of their seats waiting on us to come back since we missed last week.
Yes.
You know.
Yep.
But in case you don't know who we are, I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. And I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we are here to catch you up today on news, answer questions,
yes,
all kinds of valuable information.
Anything on your mind, we would love to hear about it, as long as it's something good. And you go ahead and comment. As you know, we love it when you guys interact with us. So leave some comments, ask some questions, and we will respond live.
Like Ethan said, we're going to be the first live news.
I said this.
That only accepts positive things. So if you discuss things with us, it's got to be good or we may not even respond. You know, I think that's the way the news should be. I turned on the news the other night just to see what the weather was. And they have all these negative stories to start the news, and I turned it off and didn't even watch the weather. So we're going to start a new trend.
Yeah.
We'll answer any questions, but don't be positive. Negative. That's right.
Yes. So.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to start with our stories.
Yes. And for those of you that were wondering about our drawing, we are going to do a drawing this week. And it's for the people that commented with what their spam phone calls were. So, or scam. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now you got to tell the first news story because it's a negative one.
Okay. Well, I just saw that there's been, I guess, some tornadoes that went through Tennessee last night. So that's kind of sad. They know that several people have died. I've seen anywhere from like 5 to 8 people died last night. But I guess it went through early morning hours. And so hopefully you guys don't have any family members down there in Tennessee that experienced that. But it's always sad when you hear about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave that next one for you. So I'm going to talk about who are the Colts going to pick during this offseason as a quarterback.
Hmm.
That's an important question. Yes. You know, I've been wondering on the edge of my seat, like, are they going to – not really. But I have been wondering. I've seen some news feeds the last week that said Phillip Rivers is on the list and Jameis Winston's on the list.
Wow. He could be good.
And then they do have some in the draft that they're thinking about, but they're wanting a veteran that can come in and actually do real good. So I'm kind of anxious to see who they pick.
Yeah. It could be interesting. Yep. It could be an interesting season.
I think it'll be good.
Yes.
It'll be good.
We'll okay. In case you didn't know it, this is the next news story. Today is Super Tuesday for 14 states. They're going to the primaries voting.
I was just saying we're going to have positive news stories.
I know. There's another negative. Hey, that's good. Hey, it is not negative that you get out there and vote. You need to vote. If you're in one of those states, it is your responsibility, your privilege to get to vote.
That's true.
That's a good thing. And only bummer is that Indiana's primary is like May.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time it comes around to Indiana, it doesn't feel as special that we're
because most of them
they've already kind of dropped out of the race. And, but anyways, for 14 states, they're voting today.
My next big one is I saw a news story this weekend that said IU men's basketball still is on the bubble. They have a chance of getting into the NCAA tournament.
Really?
So that would be a positive. If they can,
the IU men's basketball.
Yes. They are like the last four on the bubble that could get in.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping they get in.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I didn't realize they were.
They've lost 2 games in a row, but we're talking about positive.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get in.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready for our questions.
We are. Yeah, and if you're here watching us, we've got one person on Instagram, one person on Facebook. So if you're watching us, you can ask a question. And but we've got a list here already that we're going to go off of. But.
There you go. Okay. All right,
you can go for the first one if you like.
Okay, the first question we have on our list. Can I use multiple realtors to look for houses? Yes, you can, but please do not do it.
Yes.
You can do it. It does not help you. It does not help the realtors. It does not help the sellers that you're looking at. You want to pick the realtor you want to work with and stick with them.
Yes.
Unless they do something you're not comfortable with, then find a new realtor.
Yes.
But find the realtor you want to work with, stick with them. You will be better off in the long run, and it will be a lot more smooth process when you do it that way, for sure.
Yep, that's a question we get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many houses do you usually have to look at before you find the right one? And that is a good question. How many women did you have to find before you found the right one? Or how many men did you have to find before you found the right one? It just depends. Sometimes it's love at first sight. Sometimes it takes quite a few.
A few sites.
So it's everybody's different. I'm talking about houses right now. Everybody is different. And, you know, some people... You show them one house and they love that house, and that's the one they end up buying, and they, you know, they're in love with it. But for other people, it takes them, actually, we've heard of people it taking, you know, a couple years to find the exact home that they want. So, you know, don't be picky about, you know, about houses. Don't be picky, and you'll find something quicker, and or hold out for that dream house, and it might take a year or two. So this depends.
Okay. Do you guys help sell houses in an estate when all the kids have different opinions of the house's value? Yes, we do that. What we do is a comparative market analysis kind of gives you an idea. We are not appraisers, but we can do analysis to kind of see what your house should sell for.
Yes.
And we're right in the ballpark with where it needs to be because we deal with this thing day in and day out. So, we can work with different kids. There may be some that like us and some that think we're wrong. You never know. But we can do that. That's something we do quite often.
Yep.
We do want to make it as simple as possible and help you through the process. So that's more than happy to do that.
Yep. And a lot of times if you're having a bunch of different opinions, it's good to get us involved because we're a third party that can kind of give our honest opinion and, you know, maybe find a middle ground between everybody's opinion.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. All right, the next question. Should I replace the old carpet in my house before I sell, or should I just let the new buyer do that? And again, this is a not the same answer for everybody. It depends on how bad that carpet is. If that carpet smells really bad and looks really bad, then we will, yes, need to get that replaced to get a good offer on your house. There's Mariah.
Hi, Mariah. Our names for our growing.
Yes. Thank you, Mariah.
Hi.
Yes, if it's really, really bad, you will need to you'll need to get that replaced. But if it's just a little outdated, no, don't worry about it. The new buyer might want to get a whole different type of carpet than what you would pick out. So kind of a case-by-case basis. If the realtor comes in and has to hold his nose or hold her nose while she's walking through your house, then that might be a good sign that you need to get it replaced.
Could be. Yeah, that's definitely, again, that's something you'll want to discuss with your realtor to find out, depending on your situation.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, we're on to the highlighted listings for the week.
Yes, we've got a couple new listings that have popped up over the last week or two. Let's see here, which one do you want to talk about?
No matter, you pick whichever one you want to start with.
I'll talk about this one.
Okay.
You can go for that one if you want.
I can do that.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm talking on this one. You're flipping. Okay, I'm talking on this one. All right, this is 7272 Kimberly Lane. What we have is a nice, livable, single-wide manufactured home. And it is actually, it's on a little bit of acreage. It's 3.2 acres. It does have a nice-sized pole barn. It has a nice two-car garage with it. It does have another single wide on there also, but it's not one you would want to move into right away. So if you know of anyone who's looking for around 3 acres who wants a single wide with a nice garage and pole barn, this is the one to look at. It's priced very reasonable, and they had actually got it right now at $72,000, and it was listed just a touch higher. But it's one they're definitely motivated to get sold. So if you know of anyone who's looking for a single wide home on a few acres, please give us a call and we'll be glad to show that to you.
Yep. And the other house we got is in Freedom. It's 6305 Gentry Road. We've got, it's a nice house. It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. They're very spacious bedrooms, and each of them have like really very large closets. You got a detached 2-car garage there, you can see in the picture. And then it's got 2 pole barns on it, 48x24 pole barn and a 56x28 pole barn. And then 8 acres and a fenced-in, a little fenced-in area for some animals. And it's got a little pond, and that's listed at $234,900. So that's a nice little property for those of you. Ooh.
I hit something.
There we go.
It's my fault. We're back.
Okay. So those are our two properties. And always, if you have something you're looking for that you're, you know, just having a hard time finding, come by our office and talk to us about what you're needing, what you're looking at, what your budget is. And we will keep track of the houses that come on in our office and as well as on the MLS for you. And we'll keep an eye out for you. Yes. So there's sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for if you're not keeping up on it like we are all the time. So, yep. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, now we're ready for the drawing for the week.
Yay.
So this drawing is for the ones who come in on what type of spam calls they get, right?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Lots of spam calls.
So we have a lot of names in here because all of us get those calls.
Hey, we did not make it on that list, though. Nobody said Keith Realty calls me with spam calls. So
there you go. See?
So okay. That's something.
So Ethan is going to draw out the name.
All right.
See who our winner is of the gift card this week. Maybe.
All right. Robin Vibbert.
There you go.
There
Has
you
Robin
go.
Won more than once?
She's been in our drawings. I don't know if she's won one. I
okay.
can't remember. But you won one now. You can stop by our office and claim your prize. Got a gift card waiting for you here.
So Robin, swing by and get your gift card.
Yep.
And what's our drawing going to be for this week, Ethan?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Something you wanted to do.
I had some ideas.
Okay. Do we need to run them by off camera before? maybe.
No. I think we're going to do 2 things. You can do 2 different things to get in our drawing for this week. Okay. One, you can comment and say if you think the Colts will be better this next year or worse than what they were last year.
Okay.
And 2, do you think the IU men's basketball team will make the NCAA tournament or not? Yes or no?
Okay.
So you go on and comment on one of those 2 things, if the Colts will be better or worse, and if IU will make the NCAA tournament, and we will put you in a drawing for a gift card next week.
Yep.
And we will be back at noon again next week,
yes.
Right?
Yep, that is our new time.
Our new time. Since we're going to be springing ahead next Sunday,
oh.
We figure we'll make our live even sooner. No.
Yeah.
No, we just did
it. Yep. 12 o'clock. Put it in your calendars. Reoccurring. You 12 o'clock on Tuesdays. You have to tune in.
If you don't have time to eat lunch, at least you can watch us
yes.
on the live.
Yep. Right. And we can even eat lunch in front of you for you if you need.
If you
just
need
let
it
us
too.
Know. Yep.
Right. If you have pizza delivered, we will eat it while we're in our life. No, we won't actually. Okay. We're ready for our quotes of the day.
All right. You want to go first?
You go ahead. You got yours first on the list.
Okay. Here is the ending quote from me. This is by Walter Winchell. Never heard of him before, but this is the quote. A real friend is one who walks out or Yes, that's wrong. Let me switch that. That's Ethan's version. Okay. A real friend is one who walks in, not out, in, when the rest of the world walks out. So there you go. Yeah, I butchered that one. Poor Walter.
Okay. My quote of the day is, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending.
That's good.
And that's by C.S. Lewis.
You didn't butcher that. That's good.
Well, I had to make up for your quote. Yeah. I'll butcher mine next week. Yeah. All right. Thanks for everyone who tuned in. We really appreciate it. I'm Trent Keith.
And I'm Ethan McNeil.
Have a good week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.